Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, April 17th, 2019. On this day in 1949, at midnight, 26 Irish counties officially left the British Commonwealth, and a 21-gun salute on O'Connell Bridge, Dublin, ushered in the Republic of Ireland. A German government jet barely escaped an accident during a landing in Berlin. According to Defense Secretary Ursula von der Leyen, the crew had managed to, quote, bring the jet down under the most difficult conditions and thus prevent something worse. After a malfunction, the armed forces aircraft was reversed shortly after takeoff and landed at Berlin-Schönefeld Airport with major problems. Both wings touched the ground, and a controlled landing was no longer possible. There were no passengers on board, but the crew was medically examined in an army hospital. Because of the incident, 16 flights were diverted. 12 of them landed at Tegel, 3 in Leipzig, and 1 in Hamburg. According to a spokesperson, it is the responsibility of the airlines to determine how passengers subsequently arrive in Berlin. 2,300 passengers did not land in Schönefeld as planned. Electricity prices for Berlin households continue to rise. Customers of Vattenfall are particularly affected. The basic supplier of Berlin plans to increase its electricity prices for private customers. About 1.6 million households in the capital will be affected by the increase in electricity prices. After more than 2 years of price stability, electricity prices for Vattenfall customers change from the 1st of June. This means that the typical Berlin household with an average annual electricity consumption of 2,200 kilowatt-hours will incur additional costs of €2.48 per month in the basic supply tariff Berlin Basis Privatstrom, corresponding to an increase of 3.94%. In the basic supply, the consumption price will rise from currently 29.79 cents per kilowatt hour to 31.14 cents per kilowatt hour. According to Vattenfall, the monthly base price will remain stable. More than 600 energy suppliers in Germany have announced or already implemented price measures for 2019. According to the tariff portal Verivox, electricity prices are increasing nationwide by an average of up to 4.8%. The reason being, as of January 1, 2019, various government-imposed levies changed, such as the levies under the Renewable Energy Sources Act. In addition, according to Vattenfall, the charges for grid use in Berlin were slightly lowered. However, the overall decline in costs and network charges could not compensate for the rise in procurement costs. For 2 years now, prices on the energy exchange for electricity suppliers have risen by more than half on average. With the spring temperatures, horse-drawn carriages on which tourists can be chauffeured through the city center are being seen more often. Animal rights activists have long seen the welfare of horses at Pariser Platz endangered, the Mitte district in particular, as the veterinary supervision of Mitte has forbidden an entrepreneur to carry out carriage tours in the district. Mitte administration communicated that potential offenses against the protection of animals was brought into question regarding the suitability of the applicant. The coach operator is alleged to have repeatedly violated the prescribed break times for carriage horses. Mitte's district mayor, Stefan von Dassel, remarked that the refusal of operation to this driver is a clear sign that veterinary supervision will continue to follow its control order of horse carriages intensely, and the well-being of the animals is of the utmost importance. Von Dassel expects the Senate Administration for Justice and Consumer Protection to take responsibility. The Senate administration, led by Dirk Behrendt of the Greens, must thoroughly revise the guidelines for coach and cart operations. The district office demands to limit the use of horses between April and September until 9 p.m. at the latest, unless already forbidden. From October to March, the animals are only allowed to be in use until 7 p.m. According to reporting in the Morgan Post, horses often spend their prescribed breaks on Pariser Platz, which does not meet the requirements of the guideline for horse-drawn carriages, which states that when the animals are on break, they must be under a roof or in a shady place with natural ground and tethering possibilities. The animal welfare officer of the state of Berlin remarked that standing on the stone surface in front of the Brandenburg Gate for a long time can be torture for the horses, stating, quote, "Animals don't like to urinate on hard surfaces. The horses would therefore withhold the need, potentially leading to a painful condition." However, the guideline is not legally binding for the coachmen. Only the veterinary offices can make the contents of the guideline a condition for approval, but they usually lack the personnel for controls. Last year, an inquiry by the green animal welfare expert Stefan Taschner revealed that employees of the veterinary office only checked the situation of the horses 5 times between June and September of 2018, despite the heat wave. Bicycle lanes are less safe than expected. This is shown by 2 recent studies. During a test phase in Berlin, the Accident Research of Insurers, or the UDV, found that almost every second car that passed a cyclist as part of the study was less than 150 centimeters away. The big mistake made by motorists is that they only orientate themselves on the boundary of the bicycle lane, not on the position of the cyclist. The UDV had observed journeys on bicycle lanes and protective strips, for example, on separate road markings that are either solid or dotted. According to the study, many accidents occur in connection with opened vehicle doors. High accident densities and accident rates were particularly evident in the case of narrow lanes and those next to which parking takes place. Australian scientists also studied this topic. In the current issue of the journal Accident Analysis and Prevention, they describe the results of a study in the state of Victoria. Recording devices were installed on the bicycles of 60 test persons on the road for 1 or 2 weeks. The most important results included the following. The average distance between motorized vehicles was 173 centimeters. Every 17th auto passing a bicycle was less than a meter away. And, contrary to popular belief, car drivers on roads with marked cycle paths on the roadway drove closer to cyclists than the average 173 centimeters. Likewise, on roads where there are parked cars. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de. Hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org. Follow us on social media or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.